betrayal's their second name. Elbows up and we'll punish you. We'll crown the cannonball's pain. We'll let the cannonballs rain. Watch them wash over you. You'll never.
Our good friend Tara Lightfoot with a brand new track called A Good Sign. Tara lives out in the country, just in northeastern Ontario, is originally from Hamilton, and is one of the greatest guitar players and singers I've ever performed with. She can effortlessly hit a note and harmonize with you in a matter of seconds. Before that, Noreen Braun with Cannonball. That is a brand new release from Noreen. You can find her on the Apple playlist Indigenous Now, where she has received amazing support from that DSP. I am Julian Taylor, and I'm going to play you something from one of my favorite rock and roll punk groups, Om Begizzy. They were shortlisted for the Polaris Prize back in 2023. And this is an Anishinaabe Canadian band led by Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon. I first ran into Adam years ago when I was a judge on the Imaginative Panel, which was an award that was given to an Indigenous writer or performer, artist, a couple years back. I don't think they've had that award for a little while, but it would be nice to see it come back. Here is Zibby by Om Begizzy on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, baby. I Stand Predominate. Bonnie Wailer from 1967. Bonnie's probably my favorite Wailer. I love Peter. I love Bob. But Bonnie's just got that crazy toughness about him. And he's got those dreads that are as big as anybody's. I can't even think of what they're as big as. They're like anacondas. Anyways, I do send my love, my prayers, and my thoughts to all the folks in Jamaica as they prepare to battle for a huge storm that's coming their way. So let's put our hands together and think of them and hope that everybody's safe and sound out there. We have music coming up on the show, a song called Mrandil from an artist by the name of Jeffrey Gurumoyle. And Jeffrey Gurumoyle is an artist who hails from Australia. We've played him on the show before, and he's an indigenous artist from the land down under. We've got Irma on the show with Letter to the Lord. That's the name of the album, and the song is called I Know. And Irma is an incredible artist that I recently found. She's based in France, but also has Cameroonian descent in her blood, and is a strong singer-songwriter who was born in 1988 and has a diverse sound to them. So we're going to play that song momentarily. The Rural Alberta Advantage is back. Yes, brand new music from that group. And they've got a song on the show called Falling Apart. But before we get there, let's hear something from Ray Zaragoza. She did a collab with Ace Nobby a couple years ago. It's brilliant. And here she is on her own with a song that is pretty much for the times. Here's American Dream on the jukebox.
Choice, and it can start with you.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Some island-dwelling animals only live in one place, so if a major hurricane hits that island, it could be catastrophic for the species. For example, a small bird called the Bahama nuthatch once lived on the island of Grand Bahama. The bird's population had declined for years, mainly because of habitat loss and non-native predators. But last decade, hurricanes Matthew and Dorian each slammed into Grand Bahama and likely wiped out the species entirely. David Pereira, a researcher at the University of Birmingham, documented the nuthatch's decline during a field study in 2018.
It makes me feel really sad, obviously, because I saw one of the last nuthatches.
Climate change is now making hurricanes stronger, which increases the risk to isolated island species. So Pereira worked with other researchers to create a watch list of the species most threatened by hurricanes. He says it can be used to prioritize conservation efforts, like setting up breeding programs for these species before catastrophe strikes.
We are running against time because we can already see from the nuthatch case that one bird potentially has gone extinct because of a hurricane, and we don't want this to happen to other species.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
You're listening.